Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
These trucks here are bypassing the Straits of Hormuz. The Straits of Hormuz closed for oil getting out of the Gulf, closed for goods that would normally be coming in. And right now, these convoys coming out of Saudi Arabia, going into Kuwait, they're bringing in food. They're bringing in medical supplies. So this lifeline here that the Saudis say is passing about 900 trucks a day, 9,000 trucks gone through from Saudi to Kuwait, they say, since the war began, is absolutely vital.
Starting to transport stuff by truck because the Strait of Hormuz is closed. That has emerged as like the pivot point of the war, it would seem. We either can get that thing open or we can't.
Let's discuss the situation with military analyst Mike Lyons. Mike, greetings. How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to be back.
So good news. Due to your command experience, your vast knowledge of military history, politics, the rest of it, I, President Joe Getty, have appointed you the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I am tasking you with getting the Strait of Hormuz open and keeping it open. What's it going to take?
Well, we started last night, actually, the 5,000-pound bombs that we started put in there started this kind of coastal expansion of the military footprint on the straits, because three fundamental areas where the straits are threatened. First is that close battle in there, right? The rockets and the weapons that Iran has close to the straits itself are not interceptable. So that's the greatest threat from any ship that's trying to get through there. So the first thing that has to be cleaned up is 10 to 15 miles inside of that area there. The second aspect would be the ballistic missile threat, but we've got much more capability of intercepting those missiles. It's also getting difficult for Iran to hit ships now because of GPS jamming and all the like that's there. And then that third aspect is the maritime portion of it, of protecting what's coming from the sea. Now, we've done a pretty good job with their Navy, and they have small jet skis. I'm not one that thinks mines are a threat, because Iran still needs to get crude out of the straits into China, as China's energy security is very threatened right now. And so mines don't know who enemy and who friendly is. So I don't think that mines are necessarily a thing, but again, that's out there. But if you take it those three things all at once, we've started the process of clearing out the immediate geography that's closest to the straits, and I think we're going to continue to pound away at that to take away that ability. Because, again, those rockets are uninterceptable. You won't be able to knock them out.
I would love to be able to sit on a couch and flip through cable news channels with you sometimes, because I'll bet you hear all kinds of things from people that make your brain explode, of people commenting on a lot of military stuff who have no military background, or sometimes have military background but say wacky things. But I did hear this one the other day. A couple of people have said this, that there's no opening the Strait of Hormuz without Iran agreeing to it, because all it takes is a couple of dudes on a boat with a bomb to get to a ship that's going to keep the ships too concerned to try to go through there. Do you see it that way or not?
Well, there's a psychological impact as well. That's possible, I guess, on a very small scale level. And again, it's that one-off. It's the same thing that could happen in a U.S. city. It's,
sure.
It's the lone wolf attack that takes place. So it's a psychological effect. But having talked to my son, who's actually been through that part of the world, and I've asked him, you know, what's it like there? He says it's the most highly trafficked area in the world. It's incredible. It's so busy and everybody knows what's kind of going on. It would be, virtually a suicide mission to do that, which what they would do, obviously. But it's a psychological thing, and that is the insurance, it has to pay for it, which the Trump administration has stepped up. But then also making sure the crew is safe, that feels are going to be safe and they're not going to lose the crew going through it. But let's also be clear about a couple things. Two things. Number one, the world should be outraged at Iran that they let the Iranians control this. And it's their own fault. And part of the reason why the United States doesn't care is because of what's happened in the past 30 years and we've become energy independent. If this was 30 years ago, we'd be a lot more concerned as a lot more of that oil was coming to our shores. But right now, we really don't care. And the rest of the world should care.
No kidding.
The rest of the world's going to learn that what the Saudis learned 30 years ago as well, start building pipelines going in the other direction, going to the Red Sea. They've got about 7 million barrels going daily to that in that direction, and Oman's going to learn this lesson the hard way, and so will Qatar, and they're going to cut the strait off, and they're going to make it irrelevant. And I think that's the lesson that's going to come out. This will be the last time the Iranians are going to threaten the world when it comes to controlling the straits. I think
that's an interesting point, because Japan yesterday said out loud that they're not willing to help us with our war on this. They get 90% of their oil comes through there.
Yeah, and again, most of that oil goes to the east, to India, you know, or their allies, obviously, in some places. China's energy security is so threatened right now. I don't know how they're you know, staying, not sleeping at night. It is just incredible the amount what the United States has now controlled, especially if we decide to take those Marines and occupy the Karg Island, or if we decided to blow up their refineries and destroy them. This is war. If we're going to that, you know, we keep forgetting, you know, we're at this spot where people don't think that we're capable of that. I think Trump is capable and willing to do anything. Now go back to also why we're not getting support from NATO and these help. And that's because nobody still, year in and knowing Donald Trump, no one speaks his language. I mean, to get Donald Trump, to get him, make a deal with him, right? Tell, if you're the Brits, tell him, take our tariffs off and we'll send you destroyers and cruisers. He'd do that in 10 seconds. He's communicating to them and they're not hearing them. But the problem is he's a business guy communicating to politicians that are worried about a political solution. So.
And he's also a New York City developer who abuses the crap out of people, but they keep working with him in a way that, you know, a French diplomat won't. And one final note on the Japan thing, I find myself wondering whether they've calculated that, look, Iran's letting their friends through, and maybe if we make friendly noises, they'll let us get our 90% of oil that we're desperate for. Anyway, back to military matters. Mike, I'm curious. Let's go to, you know, 30,000 feet. With so much of Iran's civilian, quote-unquote, command structure decimated and a fair amount of its military command structure, too, what do you think it looks like on, I don't know, like the battalion level or even the unit level in the military or the Republican Guard right now?
Well, very much degraded and as deconsolidated as they have with their orders. You know, they're just running out of quarterbacks, right? I mean, at some point, you know, you're out of backup quarterbacks and you're out of them. And the Basij now, besides taking out Lajani, the guy that was kind of running, he was maybe the moderate that they were going to negotiate with, and he proved that not to be true. And the Israelis said, okay, enough's enough. We're going to take him out. They took out the commander of the Basij, which is that civilian army volunteer group. Now, that could be the tipping point. If that army decides not to turn against the Iranian people. That was the army that was going after the protesters. We've given the Iranians this capability now to call for fire and to let the Iranians tell us where, in Israel in particular, where key individual targets are, and they're going to continue to do that and take them down. But where are they right now? You know, we're still in search for the real moderates that might exist in Iran that stand up and say enough's enough, and we'll become regime compliant, and we'll do what the United States and Israel wants. We're just not there yet. I'm for continuing this process. Again, this is how Israel, this is how they play. This is what they do, and eventually we'll find somebody that'll say that.
So we've been talking a lot about the timetable that, you know, the cable news world expects. I mean, neither Joe and I are have military backgrounds, but it just strikes us as crazy that people say things like, it's been 13 days, why haven't we this right. or that? I mean, if the whole war lasted 6 months, in retrospect, right. you would think it was short.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, after the Battle of Midway, we're mad because the carrier got sunk and we're going to, you know, demand that we take the Philippines back. We've got to have strategic patience in what we're doing. Desert Storm, we were 6 to 8, 6-7 weeks or so, just under 7 weeks. With air attacks. This is a situation where, you know, the air battle continues to do what it's supposed to do, taking away their military capability, taking away from the sea, their nuclear capability. The IDF came out yesterday and said all their missile factories have been destroyed. So now, let's watch China and see, are they going to start sending Shahed drones? Are they going to start sending missile parts into Iran? And I'm curious to see how they're going to get there. They're not getting there through the straits again. So that's why, again, those mines don't work, because if these countries think they're going to have a deal with the Iranians about getting their stuff in and out of there, they're not going to be able to program the mines to attack just certain kinds of ships.
Military analyst Mike Lyons. Mike, thanks so much. Fascinating stuff. Appreciate the time.
Great guy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
That is interesting.
I was just going to say, it's on pretty good authority that Russia is helping Iran yeah. with their targeting of our troops and equipment. That
Russia
sort of thing,
and China helping in a yeah. variety of ways. At what point does that cross a line into, you know, holy crapville?
Right. And speaking of holy crapville, just as somebody who's been, a couple of guys have been looking at this region for decades and decades, world, in other words, the fact that all the heads of the Gulf states are on the line to Bibi Netanyahu saying, Bibi, finish the job. Keep killing them. Kill them till they're dead. I mean, get rid of the entire regime, would you? Okay, thanks, click. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, so his point of, well, the trouble with mines is they can't differentiate between the Iranian ships going out and the, you know, ships shipping oil that benefit the Western world going out. Makes sense. On the other hand, I wish I'd asked him at the time, because it didn't occur to me till right now. Iran did have, they were trying to mine the strait, it would seem. We sank a whole bunch of their boats.
Yeah,
it seemed to be their plan at the time.
Yeah, true. There are various factions at work in Iran, though, so who knows who's making these decisions. Whoever they are, they'll not have a head tomorrow. So.
The whole tipping point timeline thing, I think, is huge. I gotta believe, again, I don't have no expertise in this, but I gotta believe, you keep taking out all the leadership, you keep degrading their ability to fight, at some point, it just collapses.
Yeah, now, and when that moment comes, it's anybody's guess.
There are reports that, you know, inside the Trump White House or Netanyahu's, whatever they call his, what do they call his, where he lives?
Israel?
No, the White House. What's the White House?
Is there one?
I don't know. Anyway, inside wherever Netanyahu has his conversation, they're all surprised it hasn't collapsed already, but God, it could happen at any moment, I would think. I mean, it's got to be just crazy chaos within the whole. I wonder if they can even talk to each other, because we would pick up the messages.
Yeah.
Are they just like hearing news of, did you hear, you know, Abdul over there blew up something? Okay. What was the point there? You know, whatever.
Well, seriously. Yeah. Muhammad needs to run over there and tell him, for God's sake, don't pick up a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday. Somebody in the intel world explaining how that new, Weird Beard Jr., the gay Ayatollah, he can't do anything. He can't talk on a phone. He can't be near a television. He can't do anything. He can't be above ground. He can't be below ground.
If he has a smart toaster, he's got to eat his bread cold.
Right.
The Gayatola.
I think I'm happy for Venezuela winning the World Baseball Classic. Does that make me a bad American?
Yes, but many things make you a bad American.
Talk about that, among other things, on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 888-525-REDY. 888-525-READY.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250. Micro.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A guilty verdict on all counts in the murder trial of Utah mother Corey Richens, charged with killing her husband Eric by poisoning him with fentanyl. The case making national headlines when Richens was arrested for her husband's murder after writing a children's book about grief. Prosecutors said that Richens slipped 5 times the lethal dose of fentanyl into a cocktail that she made for her husband. They said Richens killed her husband for money while planning to start a new life with a new man.
I'm gonna make a movie out of that. I remember following this story a long time ago. Why did it take so long to work its way through the justice system? But what a tale.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband dies. Crazy. She got little kids. You know what? I write a children's book about how to deal with grief. Daddy's gone and how we're going to pull together as a family. She killed him.
Right, right. She had huge debts to like 40 different creditors and a man on the side. It's kind of an old tale.
Oh, I didn't know she had a dude on the side also. Yeah.
On the other hand,
she fentanyled him, right? Is that what they said?
Yeah, exactly. Huge overdose of fentanyl.
And he
tried to, you know, use their womanly wiles to make him a nice ham sandwich, which is the cruelest betrayal. On the other hand,
anything but the sandwich. She had tried it before and not gotten the dose heavy enough, and he just got sick.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think she used a different drug the first time, but it doesn't matter. On the other hand, she might have written a really good book about children and grief. She's not discredited as an expert. Speaking of which,
for the kids when they find out, mom killed dad, and then pretended to get all
the book was helpful. Yeah.
Got all the glory going around to the Today Show and getting all the public exposure as the woman who overcame grief when her husband unexpectedly died of a fentanyl-laced sandwich.
You young fellas listening, she's hot. She's really hot. But she's a shallow narcissist. Listen to your brain, okay? Run the other way. Run.
From what I understand, shallow narcissist is a really hard thing to spot.
Yeah, look for the clues. Anyway, narcissists are good at one thing, convincing you they're not a narcissist, for one thing. So it's funny, you referenced not being an expert in something last segment, and I'm not one of those people who knee-jerk rejects all, you know, experts or learned people or whatever, because a lot of them have taught me a lot of things, but especially when it comes to, like, politics and government and that sort of thing, I've found through my life that a lot of the so-called experts, their main goal is to prove that their pet theories are correct.
Yeah, I would flip
they're,
what you...
Not truth seekers, they're status seekers.
I would flip what you said because I am this. I don't automatically respect all experts.
Mm. Fair enough. Yeah, indeed. They're always trying to cram, you know, events into their little framework that they've described in their textbook or whatever. Second thing, in a weirdly similar topic, is there's a great piece. I think it was the Free Press. No, it wasn't. It was somebody else. Had science has a serious fraud problem right now.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
Study after study after study is being discredited.
Yeah, the replication problem.
Yeah, yeah, just nuts. And let's see, there was one more weirdly strung together thought but it slipped out of my head. I'll tell you this instead. The Randy man, Rand Paul, he of the curly head and giant intellect, got into it with Mark Wayne Mullen, he of the common man, good sense, and thick biceps, in the confirmation hearing whether Mark Wayne can become the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. So we'll bring you those punchy highlights coming up.
More important hearing going on just started, the worldwide threats hearing that the Senate is looking into, and there's a lot of them.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl.
This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And finally, the Los Angeles subway system recently unveiled the most unusual items from its lost and found, including a prosthetic leg. Yet another reason why New York is better than L.A. The legs you find on the subway here are real. Hey, free leg.
You left your prosthetic leg behind on the plane.
I'm very absent-minded. You'd have to be. Now you're absent-legged.
I have very good news.
Excellent.
The WNBA and the Players Union have reached a verbal agreement. It looks like there will not be a work stoppage for the WNBA season.
Wow. I thought I found the depths of my don't care when we were discussing the Oscars. Apparently, there are deeper depths.
Why, did you see the ratings came out? 17 million.
Yes,
for the
I
Oscars.
Did.
Wow.
I did, but the description ought to include all sorts of online impressions and viral moments and that sort of thing. I mean, I'm all for kicking the Oscars. I'll kick them with both feet. But
I don't know. I feel like
it also is an interesting illustration of the current media environment.
Yeah, but I feel like this is the kind of show that you tend to watch live if you're into it because you want to, you know, you want to see the big moment live, like kind of like sports. Mm-hmm. And 17 million is a really low number. And as recently, I looked it up last night, as recently as like 15 years ago, they were still getting 40 million people for that. That's how much Hollywood has turned us off with their stupid, stupid political comments.
Yeah, let's talk about it more next hour. Hour three of the Armstrong and Getty Show. Also coming up, there is a worldwide threats hearing going on right now, being presided over by Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI, and the mentor and buddy of the recently resigned Joe Kent, who made all those headlines yesterday by resigning in protest. He is a crank and a crackpot.
So is Tulsi Gabbard, who's speaking right now and being grilled by various senators, where she's making her opening statement. These are serious times. This war in the Middle East is a big dang deal, and I can't believe Tulsi Gabbard has any role in it.
Speaking of cranks and crackpots, I hope we can squeeze this in at some point today. Paul Ehrlich, the author and, what was he, an economist or something? Formally speaking, who died, the population bomb guy. He was way more than wrong. He was wrong about everything. He was a jackass. He was evil. And the fact that anybody held him in any esteem whatsoever is a measure of what a dope they are. So stay with us.
He was on the Tonight Show 20 times back in the day because everybody was scared about the population explosion.
That is weird and wacky stuff. Anyway, but
I see a future where people don't even date, let alone have babies. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I'll always mate, sir.
Online porn, sir.
Oh, so ends our Tonight Show reminiscence. Meanwhile, in the Senate, they're holding hearings to determine whether Mark Wayne Mullen should be anointed as the new Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, as Ice Barbie has left that post. And we're big fans of Mark Wayne Mullen around here. He is a common-sense, smart, patriotic guy. He's also got a bit of a mouth on him.
Willing to fight you.
He is absolutely, and he would win that fight quickly.
My favorite part of that video, we played the audio a million times, where him and that Teamster guy were almost going to fight there.
Oh, right, in that hearing, yes.
I mean, they were the two tough guys challenging it. And Mark Wayne, when he stands up, he said, right now, let's do it right now. He gets up and he starts to take off his watch, which I've seen guys do before. He was actually willing. Well, I got to take my watch off because we're about to fight. What?
Yeah, I know. I know. Anyway, so he said some unkind things about the Randy man, Senator Rand Paul, the libertarian hero. And here's Rand finally with a chance to call him out on it. 100, Michael.
You told the media that I was a freaking snake and that you completely understood why I had been assaulted.
Ooh.
I was shocked that you would justify and celebrate this violent assault that caused me so much pain and my family so much pain. I just wonder if someone who applauds violence against their political opponents is the right person to lead an agency that has struggled to accept limits to the proper use of force. You might argue you were mad and upset about being confronted by your constituents. But Senator Mullen, your constituents are justifiably upset with you. By now, most of America knows that the Somali welfare fraud in Minnesota stole over $9 billion. But instead of defending your vote, you took to continue the vote to continue these refugee welfare programs, you chose to lash out at me. You went on to brag that you'd already told me to my face that you completely understood and approved of the assault. Well, that's a lie. You got a chance today. You can either continue to lie or you can correct the record. You have never had the courage to look me in the eye and tell me that the assault was justified. So today you'll have your chance. Today I'll give you that chance to clear the record. Tell it to my face. If that's what you believe, tell it to me today. Tell the world why you believe I deserve to be assaulted from behind, have 6 ribs broken, and a damaged lung. Tell me to my face why you think I deserved it. And while you're at it, explain to the American public why they should trust a man with anger issues to set the proper example for ICE and Border Patrol agents.
Hansen told us just before we jumped on the segment that he was moving quickly and hadn't gotten Mark Wayne Mullen's answer. Can we make that a high priority, please?
We need to hear. How do you respond to that? Well, I know how I'd respond if I was, if I was going to be completely honest. It's not the way I would respond if I was him in that situation. We live in a different era now. I don't know if you've been following things since 2015, but people say stuff like that all the time. That's the way you cut through and get lots of attention on Twitter. So that's why I said it.
Yeah,
You just say things like, no wonder he got attacked by his neighbor. That's the sort of thing you say now. I'm not happy about it, but it's true.
Okay, so my understanding is this was a different conversation, the next clip, it was not the answer to that, but which we will get for next segment if we possibly can.
Rand Paul's trying to drag us back to pre-2015, and I understand why.
Yeah,
but
I would set off a nuclear device to drag us back to 2015 if I could, in a way. All right, go ahead. Next clip.
My goal in 6 months is that we're not in the lead story every single day. But we have to get DHS funded. So I pray, seriously, I pray that we can get past this. That once this hearing is over and once we go through this process, I get it. I get some of it's got to be political theater. I understand it. I've had to really pray about my attitude. But I will say, once it's over, I hope we can work together and get them funded. So when I walk in, if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed, if I walk in as secretary, that these guys are ready to go to work day one.
Okay, that's just about the funding
thing.
Yeah,
getting back to Rand, he is clearly was personally bothered, as I would be too. Somebody attacked me and practically killed me, and you thought that was you claimed that was a good thing. But again, to where we are with politics, we're at a time where you say about John McCain, I prefer people don't get captured. Or Nancy Pelosi tears up the script for the State of the Union address because she's so disgusted. Or, I had another example in my head that is a good one. Da, 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 da. Anyway, Democrats, you can cheer on people who want to attack Justice Kavanaugh at his home. I mean, that's
the
era we live in.
The whirlwind,
yeah,
Kavanaugh.
I don't like this, but it is where we are.
Label this section of the podcast, Jack Defends the Indefensible. This is an interesting exchange with Senator Gary Peters.
You, sir, you called Alex Pretty, quote,
a deranged individual that came in to cause max damage. Could we expect those kinds of quick responses if you are confirmed as secretary? Would you be basically, well, you responded as Secretary Noem. Are we going to just expect that same behavior all over again?
No, Senator. I have a deep amount of respect for you. We've had our differences, but I do respect you. I think I said this privately when we had a conversation. Those words probably should have been retracted. I shouldn't have said that, and as Secretary, I wouldn't. The investigation is ongoing. And there is, like I said, they're sometimes going to make a mistake, and I own it. That one, I went out there too fast. I was responding immediately without the facts. That's my fault. That won't happen as Secretary.
Well, that's the way adults talk. That's great. We have the the Mark Wayne Mullen response to Rand Paul's screed. I got to take a deep breath. Whew, here it comes.
I think before I can start my opening statement, I have to address the remarks the chairman made, calling me a liar. Sir, I think there's everybody in this room knows that I'm very blunt and direct to the point, and if I have something to say, I'll say it directly to your face. If you recall back in my house days, we actually did have this conversation because of remarks that I made. You were in a room. I simply addressed that I said I could understand because of the behavior you were having that I can understand why the neighbor did what he did.
Wow.
As far as my terms, the snake in the grass, sir, I work around this room to try to fix problems. I've worked with many people in this room. Seems like you fight Republicans more than you work with us. I did address those remarks. I did explain your gimmicks by the amendment you put forth. And as far as me saying that I invoke violence, I don't. I don't think anybody should be hit by surprise. I don't like that. But if I do have something to say, everybody in this room knows I'll come straight to you. I'll say it publicly and I'll say it privately, but I'll never say it behind your back.
Man, that's a heck of a thing. That's a heck of a thing.
Wow, so he stands by the freaking snake in the grass. Okay.
And more or less by, I can understand why your neighbor attacked you.
Yes, although certainly blindsiding you. He should have tapped you on the shoulder, turned you around, and said, let's go. In Mark Wayne Mullen's
because
Mark
Wayne.
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
See, I'm a Mark Wayne Mullen fan, but that is a classic, I'm a big guy and I always win every fight sort of attitude.
Yeah.
The other example I was thinking of where we are, Joe Biden with minor election changes saying this is Jim Crow on steroids.
Oh.
That sort of crap. I mean, if you're going to say that sort of crap, everything's on the table.
Still way up there in the worst things ever said by an American president.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle.
Well, right, that was one of the most incoherent things ever said by an American president, and Joe Biden, frankly, is the George Washington of incoherence.
So, claiming that going back to the election laws of pre-COVID is the same as hanging young black people who want to register to vote,
yes,
that's not crazier or more out of bounds than I can understand why your neighbor tackled you.
Not even close.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're in a different era. That's not a good excuse, and I don't like that we're in this era, but people say crazy stuff, including presidents, all the time now.
Michael, rename this segment of the podcast, Jack Drops 5,000 Pound Truth Bomb.
Done.
Okay. Now we're done.
Oh, my God. I'll never get over that. That is one of the worst things any president's ever said.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to blindside him and break his ribs for it, but he's a piece of crap.
What
Joe
was it?
Biden.
Lawn clippings? Was that the point of contention with Rand Paul?
Well, it's lawn maintenance in general,
which makes us all angry,
including leaves, sticks, and other detritus.
And whatever happened to that guy? Did he end up in jail?
Jailed? Yeah. Oh yeah, felonious assault.
You're a lunatic to do that.
Well, he is a lunatic. Yeah, he's an angry lunatic.
Wow. Watch out for angry lunatics.
Rand Paul is a snake in the unmowed grass was apparently the issue. Hell!
We lost to Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic, among other things to talk about. Stay tuned.
This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt
But Congress, let's not.
I don't like bugs and bullies.
I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Hold it.
Armstrong and Getty.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Global conflict is escalating. Headlines are changing by the minute, and no one knows what comes next. It's times like these when you realize just how important it is to be prepared. After all, in any kind of crisis or emergency, the last thing you want to be doing is panicking and scrambling for basic necessities like food and water. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. They're America's number one most trusted resource for emergency preparedness. They've been in business for 18 years, and they've helped over 3 million American families get prepared with long-term storable food, water filtration, solar power, survival gear, and more. Go to preparewithamerica.com to unlock a special offer for listeners of this station that will help you get ready for whatever comes our way. If you've ever been thinking about getting prepared, now is the time. Go to preparewithamerica.com to see the special offer right now. That's preparewithamerica.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Is that the greatest moment of your baseball career, what you were able to do on the mound tonight?
I mean, I tell you what, like, I win the World Series a couple years ago, and there's nothing that I can compare with this, you know. Like, this is the greatest moment I ever got on the mound, pitching like that in front of almost like our home crowd, you know. Like, the whole Venezuela was here, and I know our country back then, everybody was there too, you know. So I can't compare this moment to nothing. Be on the mound like that and have the whole crowd, like, on us all the time is just something that I can't even tell you how I feel right now.
So this is going to be a little sportsy, but I thought that was interesting. So Venezuela beats the United States in the World Baseball Classic. You just heard that crowd there, mostly Venezuelans cheering on their team.
South Florida Stadium, yeah, it was a home game for Venezuela.
And a lot of players saying this is a bigger deal than the World Series, more important to me than winning the World Series. And Derek Jeter, who won a bunch of World Series with the New York Yankees last night, said, this is ridiculous. People who are saying that have never won a World Series. Nobody at the end of your career says, how many World Baseball Classics did you win? That's how many World Series you win. That's for you as an American.
Exactly.
I guarantee you grew up in Venezuela, pretty small country, and you know all the other guys on your team because you were all the standout players and prospects, and you probably play on all-star teams together and all kinds of different stuff. You demonstrating to the world that you're better baseball players than the Americans, I guarantee you that's a bigger deal to them than winning a World Series with some random town they play for.
Especially as beleaguered as Venezuela has been over recent decades because of socialism / communism / dictatorship. I was reading about how the Venezuelan diaspora around the world, because millions of people have fled the socialism in Venezuela. Many millions of people. So they're all over the place. But the impression I got was this is like their miracle on ice.
Oh, yeah.
Little kids who watched that game last night will remember it when they're old.
That's awesome.
So good for them.
Yeah.
What the hell? They need a break.
And it does nothing for Aaron Judge. I mean, he'll be fine no matter what.
No, yeah, and that Derek Jeter quote, it's quite accurate, and that is honestly how he feels. That's not the way they do.
Right.
They feel.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Coming up.
Anyway, 0-2.
Coming up, he's a saint on the left, or was, Cesar Chavez. And our left coast listeners especially, he is a saint of the left. Is being absolutely desanctified. And the why is serious.
So we're going to take
specific allegations are out.
Might take Cesar Chavez's name off middle schools and stuff?
By the end of the day.
Oh, wow. God, I can't wait to hear this. I don't know the details. So we don't only have a minute. I'll have to tell you later in an hour or two. I just came across some writing about Joe Kent. So he's the guy that ran the counterterrorism center that resigned yesterday about the war, and how immediately the White House team went into we got to destroy this guy online mode, got all the oppo research out so fast that it really didn't turn out to be the story of the day that I thought it would be. They just buried the guy in a flurry of this is a nut job.
Yeah.
And did a good job of that. And that guy's, and he's, Kennedy? What's that his name? He's going to be on Tucker today. He's going to be on Tucker today, and that's going to be huge for a certain audience. But I want to talk a little bit more about that. But this Cesar Chavez thing, Cesar Chavez Day is coming up, and it's getting canceled?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Details in hour three. If you miss it, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The best selection of trees and plants for your yard is now online. Fast Growing Trees is America's largest, most trusted online nursery. They have a large team of plant experts with a ton of knowledge and a passion for growing trees of every kind, as well as plants and shrubs. You choose the plants you want. They deliver to your front door.
Fast Growing Trees has over 2 million happy customers, and that number's growing by the day. You get quality trees and plants you can count on, and they have a huge selection for any yard and climate.
Every plant is backed by their Alive and Thrive guarantee. That's how well they've nurtured your new trees and plants. They specially prepare them for the trip to your home before shipping them with care.
Go online to fastgrowingtrees.com, find the trees you want, use my name, Clay, as your promo code for 20% off your first purchase. Fastgrowingtrees.com, use Clay to get 20% off your first order.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.